The open, inclusive, and progressive service my colleagues and our communities deserve. This story is not a comfortable read for those of us who have committed our working lives to the Fire and Rescue Service, but it's a story which needs to be told. Chris Lowther, Chief Fire Officer, Tyne and Wear Fire and Rescue Service. Chapter 1. It takes 4 seconds to decide if you are going to like someone. In this case, I've decided that I'm going to like you. I don't like small talk, so please don't make any. This is the first and last cup of tea I am ever going to make you. With that, Adam put my tea down and walked out the room. I stood alone in the station canteen, consumed in stainless steel. The blood-red floor had been freshly mopped, and the surfaces were bare and polished. The once white vertical blinds softly announced the cold night air, and I hugged my tea. I closed my eyes, inhaled my surroundings, and smiled. That was my gaffer, the man I would have to entrust with my life and my career. The first summertime of the millennium was drawing to its official close when I reported to my assigned fire station to meet my new colleagues. Despite my gaffer's questionably welcoming speech, I felt at home. I had found a purpose and regained an identity. It was a euphoric culmination of a journey that had spanned nearly 2 decades. On the face of it, my parents were an unlikely couple, as far removed from each other as it was possible to be. My mum was training to be a nun, while my dad attended Woodcut Hall Seminary with the intention of entering the priesthood. I don't know what caused them to differ from their paths, but thankfully, they each discovered a new calling in the teaching profession. They met at university and married in 1971. I was born in September 1976. The country's hottest summer fizzled out as thunderstorms brought an end to the great drought. It was 14:50 on a Friday afternoon, and my dad missed the momentous occasion of my birth as he had raced to the bank to make the 1500 weekend closing. 18 months earlier, my elder brother Dominic had been a breech birth and was the first to be delivered in the town's new special baby unit. In many ways, our arrivals typified our personalities. Dom would blaze ahead, causing havoc and attracting attention, whereas I was comfortable in his shadow. Understated, yet assured. We lived on a cul-de-sac in Bishop Auckland, a bustling market town in County Durham in the northeast of England. It was a close-knit community. Every neighbour was a friend, and every adult an honorary aunt or uncle. Dom was my best friend. I looked up to him and constantly pushed myself to keep up. Shortly after my 3rd birthday, my younger brother Bernard was born, followed 2 years later by my sister Elizabeth. I loved mothering my younger siblings, but I craved adventure and exploration, so I continued to spend most of my time attached to Dom's hip. I saw myself as a peer of Dominic and his friends. I climbed the same trees, rode my bike along the same paths, and engaged in the same games. We were young and too busy having fun to concern ourselves with gender differences or age hierarchy. My mum was always around. She ran a happy, comfortable home that had a constant aroma of delicious home-cooked meals. When my dad was not working as a deputy head teacher, he would be on call as a retained fireman, slipping away in the dead of night to race to the station. While he fought fires, my mum would anxiously wait for his return. As children, oblivious to our parents' sleepless nights, we revelled in the simple delights of making dens and fishing with nets and jam jars. With 6 mouths to feed, money was tight, but my parents had a strong work ethic and we did not want for anything. Through my eyes, it was a perfect childhood. It was a joyful and carefree time, but everything changed shortly after my 7th birthday. My dad secured his first head teacher post in East Grinstead, West Sussex, and we relocated as a family. I travelled with my mum and younger siblings on the train, while Dom and my dad made the day-long journey in the car. I was excited about the train, seeing my new house and meeting new people. I did not consider the reality of the days that ensued, and I had not fully comprehended that in these circumstances...